And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. My guests today are Mel Morris with Mel's Outdoor Services and San Martin Rodriguez with Prescott Night Out and Prescott E-News. They're here today joining me for a special Christmas Eve show. So stay tuned for KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to barrettpropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
A holiday greeting from the staff and management of KQ&A.
I'm Sanford Cohen.
I'm Gregory Scott.
I'm Cindy Oxford.
I'm DJ Phone.
I'm Diane Tucker.
I'm Bill Monroe.
I'm Susan Oppenheim.
I'm Chuck Roberts.
I'm Michelle Dubay.
I'm Russ Edwards.
I'm Terry Cohen.
And I'm Ken Byers, wishing a safe and happy holiday season to your family from ours, the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. I'm here with our two guest hosts, Mel Morris and San Martin Rodriguez. You guys, say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How
Merry
are
Christmas.
You guys? Merry Christmas, yes. So we're here for our special Christmas Eve show. How are you guys? Everything going good? Ready for Christmas?
Always.
Good. How are you doing?
Good. So, what's your favorite thing about Christmas?
Just getting together with people, hanging out, having fun. I mean, ultimately, we were talking about it earlier, and you're like, tequila. And I'm like, man, I think we might have to go get a shot. I don't know. But no, having fun. I like family time. Family time is awesome.
Perfect. I guess we should start off a little bit, backtrack a little bit. San Martin, you're with Prescott Night Out and Prescott E-News.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about those.
Okay, so I started this website called PrescottNightOut.com where it basically attracts, you know, where all the entertainment and the little hot spots, whether it be the small little dive bars or, you know, the extraordinary Prescott Valley Event Center. We try to cover it all, but ultimately I do advertisement sales for Prescott E-News. And then we correlate it together, do a little bit of podcasting, do a little bit of, you know, TV video, a little social networking.
Little social media.
Little social man.
Social man. And Mel Morris with Mel's Outdoor Services. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Oh, we have a weed and pest control business, and we take care of various customers around the Prescott and Quad City areas, and then also in Camp Verde, Cottonwood, Sedona, Village Oak Creek.
And you guys just opened up a new store, is that right? Or you're getting ready to open?
Getting ready to in Cottonwood, gotcha. So we can service the Cottonwood area better and more efficiently.
All right. Well, that's a little shameless promotion. And now back to our fun Christmas Eve show. So we're just here. Let's talk. What are you most thankful for on Christmas?
One of the things that it's just a time when everybody just stops and just recognizes the family time, the fun time, and just, you know, take a break. I mean, because business is obviously business. And me, I'm just like, who cares? Let's go. Business. And
then all of a sudden, take a break.
Everybody's like, no, take a break. So, yeah, I got a chance to get together with the buddies this past couple of days, watch some football finally. And, yeah, it made me slow down and think, recollect.
Recollect.
No. What
about family, family, family. It's huge.
Family.
You know, everybody works hard every day, throughout the year, and you just need to take that break and spend that time with your family because time's precious. You can never get it back.
Right. For Christmas, I'm thankful for family, but also thankful for all the delicious food that's around Christmas.
Oh, you want to get into that conversation, huh? Exactly. I thought you were going with the sentimental.
Right?
I did. I went straight sentimental, like, oh, crap. I have to be like...
Family's great and all, but I really love the Christmas food that comes out. In fact, this year, it's my first year hosting Christmas dinner. And I have no idea how to do it. So I have a ham, and I don't know exactly. I'm hoping it comes with instructions, but I've never cooked a ham before, so it should be interesting.
You know, one thing you can do is Google it. I think I've heard you say that a couple times today since I've been here with you. You're like, I Googled it. So you might be able to Google
or
that.
Or YouTube it.
Yeah.
I did hear that somebody told me that you could cook it in the crock pot.
Crock pot, yes. Overnight.
Overnight crock
comes
pot.
Comes out good.
Does it really?
Yes, very.
I've never tried ham in a crock pot, but it seems like the easy way to go.
Really?
Depends if it's spiral.
Oh, there's different types
of
ham.
You got a spiral one? You need to glaze it?
So the ham I got comes in a little bag, you know, I don't know. Like a fishnet bag.
What kind of bag? that's
a spiral ham.
The fishnet one.
The like, fishnet yeah. bag. You know the one, like even for turkey.
Yeah, I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
Is it thawed or is it frozen still? Like, when is this dinner? Let's talk about that first.
Let's talk about when is the dinner.
Yeah, I might be able to help you on this.
The dinner is about 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, take it out of the freezer.
Take it out of the freezer.
Yeah.
I did that last night and right. I put it in the fridge, but that's as far as I got.
Oh, shoot.
Take it out.
Wait, is it already cooked?
I have no idea, and I've been asked that question several times.
It should say pre-cooked on the package.
I've been looking for that. I haven't seen it. So, anyway, what are you guys doing for
dinner?
I don't
know. We still got to investigate this. You should have brought the ham with you.
You should have brought the ham?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be quite interesting. For those that are coming to my house, don't be scared. It'll be edible. I promise, I think.
She'll be like, it is edible.
The Chinese restaurant's always open.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Chinese is always open.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be another option.
Oh, you can definitely pull that off. You're like, I didn't want to go the traditional way this year, so I'm going to go
so
ahead
here's some
and,
egg rolls.
And do the egg rolls.
And duck.
As long as the egg rolls are there with the sweet and sour sauce, I'm good to go. I really don't mind.
I know, right? What about the tamales?
All right, yeah, the tamales is a whole different story. But the crazy part about it is I was actually talking with DJ Phone, and I was literally experiencing this whole ordeal with what I do for tamales. And, you know, you wait all year long because you want to eat the tamales on
exactly.
the freaking holiday season. And I think to myself, I was like, I eat those things all the time. I just kid myself out of this. I really do. I just kid myself out of this. So, I mean, in all reality, I don't know. It's just tradition, I guess.
Mine too, tradition. Yeah. So we have them for Thanksgiving. We have them all the time. You're right. Definitely have tamales all the time.
They're a good delicacy. I mean,
the best ones are out of the trunk.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I've tried a lot of them, and some of the masa, man, that comes on these things, it's just like I try from everybody's differently. The ones out of the trunk, the ones out of the buckets, the ones that come up with they have coolers. I mean, I'm serious. They got them all. And then, you know, you got the vegetable ones, you got
they
the
have
meat
a vegetable
ones,
tamale.
You got the green ones, you got mm-hmm. the red ones. You got them all.
I did not know there was a vegetable tamale, like tofu.
Yeah, I think we really need to do a big old huge tamale fest.
That would be awesome. We should do a tamale fest.
A taco fest, tamale fest. I'm telling you, Chino Valley is coming up. Chino Valley is coming up. You don't understand. If you just like keep your brain going the way that it's going, and I swear to you, these things will happen. If you build it, they will come.
If you build it, they will come. A tamale fest.
You guys heard it. Did you hear that?
First annual Chino Valley Tamale Fest. So let's ask, who's your favorite reindeer?
Oh.
Oh,
there's not really any real characters unless you take it to like the movies where they depicted the reindeer.
Could be Donner or Blitzen.
No,
or Comet,
there's no Christmas without Rudolph.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's so, because he has his own song.
Yeah.
Well, they all got us.
And a red nose.
Yeah,
he has his own song.
Yeah. He stuck out in the crowd for sure.
So Rudolph is the best one. I feel bad for the other reindeers.
He's the most famous.
The most famous.
Once again, it depends on what movie you're watching. Because they actually do play a role in one of these Disney movies. And I think one of them stood out just a lot. I just can't remember his name because he didn't stick out that much, obviously. But Rudolph obviously always wins now.
Rudolph. You know, one thing that I did do was my parents got me an Easy Bake Oven for Christmas. Well, actually, it was a little bit before Christmas.
That didn't come with a ham, did it?
No, it did not come with a ham. So they got me an Easy Bake Oven, and I was preparing Christmas cookies, you know, for Santa. But I was, you know, a kid, and so I thought Santa has way too many cookies because he's going from house to house. So I decided to make cookies for the reindeers. I went outside. I grabbed some hay. You know, because obviously reindeers like hay. And I stuck it in the batter. I stuck it in the Easy Bake Oven. The whole thing went up in flames. No lie. I mean, whoosh. I got in a lot of trouble that year. And when my parents, you know, scolded me and asked me why I had done what I did, well, I told them, well, Santa needed to be on a diet. And poor reindeers got left out, you know. Nobody thinks about the reindeers. So
you told us. So this is the second story I've heard from you tonight where I'm just like, oh, shoot. We're going to have to pull out the freaking fire. We're going to have to talk about these pack in the days. You were there for that one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to bring it up. I forgot what it was, though.
I forgot what it was.
No, it was sentimental. It was kind of cool. But I think it had to deal with something. Oh my gosh. I'll come back to that if I remember.
You'll come back to that.
It was cool though, but you had me in suspense talk. I mean, in story, mid-story.
Oh, was it maybe about White Elephant? Because we did discuss that.
We were talking about the White Elephant one, but it was something that was happening between you and your family. And I don't know if it was... Gosh, I forgot what it was.
Well, what's...
Oh, the $100 bills on the mop and broom.
Oh, yes, the mop of the $100 bills. See, that's it.
That's
right
it.
On. Good memory.
So one year for Christmas, what these guys are talking about is one year for Christmas, my dad bought my mom a mop and a broom. My mom was furious. She wouldn't speak to my dad. That's the first time I've ever seen my parents even like remotely fight or just kind of bicker at each other. And my dad came up to me and goes, well, what's your mom's problem? Go tell her to look at it. I looked at the mop and I looked at the broom, and the mop and broom handle were covered with $100 bills going down it. My mom was so angry, though, she couldn't see it. So finally, when my mom looked at the broom carefully, she just kind of sat there in quietness and didn't say much.
So this is the second story. And then it's just like, dude, there has to be a campfire now. I don't know about you guys. Campfire.
Christmas has always been really special at my house because we've done a ton of stuff. But one thing that we used to do was like declare Christmas war. And it would be against like my cousins versus our family. We would like, go and teepee their house at night. And yeah, water balloons. It was fun stuff until they called a truce.
Oh, you can't call it truth. I can understand I would call it truth, but you got to let it carry down with all the ones that have energy.
Right.
I'm like, go do it. Energy. Go do it.
My dad was the one that would like take us all there. He'd be like, all right, guys, load up in the car. It's time to go destroy their house.
That's so funny.
That is Christmas traditions at my house.
That's so funny. I think some of the traditions that we've come together was surrounded by food. Everybody had their own special dish. Everybody was waiting for that special dish to come there. And it was nice. It was cool.
It was nice.
It was. And some of the families, what happens is that you get older and you get to that point where you actually have your own family and they have a family.
Right.
And it's kind of like, okay, so the husband kind of like goes and hangs out with the wife's family. And then the wife sometimes hangs out with the father. I mean, I don't know how this goes in some things, but none of them really kind of like get together, to make it bigger.
Did you ever have any of that gross, I probably shouldn't say gross, but I don't like it. The Christmas like Jell-O mold, like it would be, it's like this Jell-O thing and it has fruit and stuff in it.
Oh,
it's
almost the fruit like cake?
Fruit cake.
No, it's like fruit cake, but a Jell-O.
Well, you should have put Jell-O. Tequila.
Well, yeah, definitely. I probably would have definitely liked it a lot better.
Everything works with tequila. Right?
But it's an entire Jell-O mold, and my mom makes this every year and adds, like, weird stuff in it, like cherries and bananas, and it's green. It's horrible looking. I'll never eat it, but
there
it's
was,
always
there
one of those
one
traditions
that I would
there.
Actually try to stay away from. and it was this, I don't know, cranberry sauce, with the turkey dinner and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
That back in the days was kind of cool. And then one day they ended up giving me the plate, and there was too much cranberry, and it just overpowered the whole dinner. And I'm just like, never again will I overpower my
that
dinner.
That was it?
That was it.
That
just
was
took
your
one
last
time.
Cranberry?
Yep. That was my last story for the cranberry.
That's your last time you've ever had cranberry?
Yeah.
How many years ago was that?
I haven't been counting. I just forgot about it. That's how I do things. I just forget about
it. That's like a staple. Cranberry is a staple.
Oh, yeah. No, every time everybody eats it, I see it. I see it. And I remind myself why I don't eat it.
Because it's overflowing on your plate. Well, that's pretty funny. Well, you guys stay tuned for more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Santa, it's great to see you. Ho, ho, ho. You're back just in time to make another couple of pet food deliveries from Olson's in Prescott. What's that? Pet food deliveries. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. And yes, you heard that right. Pet food, pet supply, and wild bird food deliveries within 10 miles of our Prescott store on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays to your door. And delivery is free on orders over $25. Under $25, we charge a nominal $5 fee. You just call our Prescott store at 445-1664. Give our elves your order, pay by credit card, and we'll have it to you the same day if you order in the morning. It's not that we don't want to see you in our store, but sometimes you just can't make it here when you need the food and other goodies, and this delivery service will take care of that. After all, at Olson's, good enough just isn't, and we're here all year, not just the night before Christmas. Ho, ho, ho!
Win $119,000 this New Year's Eve at Cliff Castle Casino. Don't miss Wheel Spins every half hour from 4 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. for $1,900 cash. And just after midnight, someone will spin the wheel for a chance to win $119,000 cash. Celebrate New Year's Eve with free live music by Grupo Latino in the Gathering Event Center and the Mike Reeves Band in the Dragonfly Nightclub. Doors open at 8 p.m. for both shows. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with our two special guests, Mel Morris with Mel's Outdoor Services and San Martin Rodriguez with Prescott Night Out and Prescott E-News. They're here joining me today for a special Christmas Eve show. So we were just talking about, what is our favorite Christmas things to eat? What are some of the favorite traditions, our favorite reindeers? Let me ask, guys, if you were to go visit the North Pole, what's the first thing you would do?
I wouldn't go. I mean, I told you another reason No, you asked me what I would do when I was there.
Yeah, what would you do
I probably would just wouldn't go. It's just too cold.
that's why we live in Arizona.
Yeah, that's the reason why Arizona is
forget
really
it. I wouldn't
good.
Go to the North Pole.
Yeah.
Now you got to go up there and help the elves build the toys for the kids.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you got a big heart, man. My things is like the coldest. That's all I'm thinking about right now. You could bring that stuff down south, and we'll go ahead and make it in nice, warm weather. Why do you got to be in the North Pole, Santa?
Well, exactly. Santa has to be there.
Just like everybody. Everybody has a vacation home, so, you know, Santa's everywhere.
Santa's vacation home's in Arizona?
Santa vacation's in Arizona. I mean, I've seen him here.
Just his workshops in the North Pole?
It's corporate.
Cheap rent.
It's cheap rent.
Cheap rent, one of the two. He has everybody doing his things.
He has his business there, yeah.
The reindeer ain't going to make it in Arizona.
The elves?
Reindeer? Yeah, probably not.
No.
Well, production's out there. It's cheap, I guess.
Hay's too expensive.
Yeah. Hay. But don't they eat magical hay? Reindeers, because they need to fly.
Let's talk about that hay that you freaking burnt down your house with. almost. Sorry, you didn't burn it down.
My parents just ran out with the fire extinguisher as fast as they could. I totally did get a spanking and got sent to my room.
How big was the fire? Was it?
It would just easy bake oven just went in flames seconds, and it was on the kitchen table.
Oh shoot!
So yeah, left kind of a mark.
So it didn't ruin nothing.
It just left like a burn mark on the kitchen table. Nothing okay. drastic.
So that's perfect.
The only bad thing is it's a wooden table.
I one time set my grandma's and grandpa's bed on fire because I started lighting the little tissues. that was bad. That was really bad. Don't ever.
Yeah, we all play with fire.
I think so, as kids. Yeah,
I learned my lesson.
Have any of you ever looked for hidden presents? And what did you find? Like, did you start looking around to see if mom and dad hid presents?
I had, I think, a slight case of amnesia before, so I don't really remember a lot of things from like 18 and down. I mean, being serious, I got hit in the head one time.
I had two brothers and two sisters. So I would always find the gifts and then bribe them to tell them what they got. And we all pretty much knew what we were getting the night before.
That's awesome.
Tell me what mom got you.
With money or?
Different things.
Different things.
Yeah, when you're 5, 10, 8, 12 years old.
I got the magic rock.
Yeah.
Wow. I used to carefully unwrap the presents really, really carefully and then look and peek underneath them just on the sides just to see what it was.
You know, that, now that you guys are saying this stuff, it kind of like, you know, things
flashbacks.
Yeah. Right?
Flashbacks do come in. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Or, you know, sometimes my mom would get that really, really see-through Christmas paper that it's completely see-through. It's like toilet paper. And she would wrap your Christmas gift and all you'd have to do is hold it up to the light. And you're like, ah, this is great. Barbie dream house.
I think everybody has done it to the point where they just shook it just to, you know what I think.
Shook it,
is.
Squeeze it. You know,
right.
Our wrapping paper was usually the newspaper.
Yeah.
If you were really smart, you would probably shake that thing and then go into the toy aisle and just be like, that's it. That's what I got.
And that's what I got you from just shaking it?
Yeah.
Nope. I would always try to peek.
Yeah.
And I realized that my parents were hiding gifts, like the older I got. They were hiding them at grandparents' house and, you know, relatives' house. So you wouldn't, like, look for them.
Yeah, like co-op right there.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it was like the one time involved. You were like, oh, I want to go visit Thea. You know, I'd like to go to my grandparents' house today. Let's go visit them. Only just because I would try to sneak around and look for all the presents and find out where, you know, what it was and where, you know, all the good stuff. What about your stockings? Did you guys love your stockings?
Yeah, always thinking that there was going to be something cool.
There always was. Yeah, I loved getting my stocking. That was like my favorite thing.
You know, I'm seriously, all the stuff is coming back to me. I'm like, oh, shoot, I remember something.
Oh, yeah. Stockings. Yeah. Stockings are fun. You know, my parents would load that thing up. I'd always get a toothbrush, though, in my stocking.
I was thinking about that. I would always get, like, you know, the Old Spice cologne.
Old Spice.
Yeah.
That was in back in the day.
It was. I mean, you know? They were like, oh, yeah, you're a boy. You need some Old Spice.
You need some Old Spice.
Or take a shower.
Or take a shower. See, that's totally different because girls do not get that stuff. I mean, as a girl, we get, like, you know, the spray, body spray, you know, Bath and Body Works you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I started bath getting stuff, into an age where it's stuff. Like gift card.
Gift card.
You know, because I think for myself, I'm it's like, you know, just give me a gift card. Give me a gift card and allow me to go ahead and just be me.
Yeah. My brother gave me an Amazon gift card.
Yeah.
I was like, thanks. I love Amazon. I buy everything on Amazon. So that was great. I guess that was my stocking stuffer from him.
Have you ever like thought about a gift, you know, that you've been given and didn't really appreciate it, or just and then you just remember some of the my gift cards? You're just like gift cards. But you know, my dad has given me sentimental gifts and stuff. But there's just like, you know.
Right?
That's when you re-gift.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely like that fruitcake. You're like, how's about this fruitcake? My grandmother every year got me these flannel pajamas, but they were so ugly. Like, I don't know where she buy them.
I think everybody's gotten flannel pajamas.
But they are like the button down, and they would be like almost it would be like the long dress flannel pajamas. You know, like I don't know why my grandmother bought them for me every single year, but that's probably like the one gift I would be. I knew it too. As soon as I would get, she'd hand me that gift. I was like, ooh.
You're definitely strolling down memory lane right now. I'm like thinking, gosh, I remember a lot of this stuff. And it was just like specific gifts. You were just like, oh again.
Again.
Have you seen that meme where it's just like, I think they're like messed up socks or something and say, don't worry, Christmas is coming soon.
No.
It's funny. It's one of those memes that are out there. And it's kind of like one of those things. Don't worry. You're going to get, you know, socks.
You're going to get socks. Yeah,
when
definitely.
You pick up the package, you know what it is. Oh, yeah. Who's this from? Socks. Shirt.
Socks.
Sweatshirt.
You know, and I think people are kind of a little bit not vain, but maybe they are just a little bit vain thinking that, you know what? I bet you I'm going to get them what they need, not what they want.
Right. Right.
And I'm just like, All right. Okay.
Right.
You know, I see where you guys are coming from.
Right. I got sheets for Christmas. Thanks.
Yeah. See,
I mean, that's definitely an example of what you need. I definitely needed moose sheets.
Were they flannel?
Yes, they are flannel.
That's a re-gift.
Flannel
right
moose sheets.
We should have went with a list of what re-gifts do we have.
Right, and what come up and trade off.
Yeah, those have to be the re-gifts.
Those ones,
what would you re-gift? Have you ever re-gift?
Be honest. Yes, I have definitely regifted. I don't even know what, though. Oh, I do know. A really stinky perfume.
All right. That's better.
Yeah. It was, you know, a perfume that I got that I'm kind of perfume sensitive anyway, so it was really a bit much for me.
Oh, man.
And I totally did it to my girlfriend who loves that kind of stuff. Like, she's the girl, like, you can smell her miles away. And I was like, oh, she'd love
crock this. Pots. I think crock pots are going to be.
What?
Yeah, I think crock pops are going to be crock pops. Come on. Help me out here. Crock pots. Holy moly. So, anyways, do you have, like, those are the biggest ones that get gifted back?
Crock pots?
Yes, I think.
I love my crock pot, but apparently I'm, in, like, in the ancient times because Instapot is the way to go.
Instapot.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can Instapot a ham.
Ooh, Instapot a ham.
I would need to buy an Instapot. What is an Instapot?
It's like, it's instant. Like everything that you would do in the crock pot, like in an hour. So anything that in the crock pot takes like 8 hours, takes 4 hours, it would be like an hour.
How does that work?
It's pressure. It's magic. Like instant. Yeah. It's magic. It's Christmas magic.
Today we are going with the magic.
Yeah, it's Instapot. That's like the thing. Look, every commercial like shows, like if you watch it, like they're like, what to get your family? And there's always like somebody holding an Instapot. I bet you that's on millions of people's like.
I think it pressure cooks.
Yeah, it does something crazy. It's something like awesome. But apparently, I'm still in the dinosaur era because I still have a crock
pot. That sounds like, you know, beef jerky.
Danger.
Beef jerky all the way, like real quick, you know? The hotter, I mean, come on.
Beef take jerky, away pressure? Wouldn't you use like a food hydrator?
I mean, maybe, I don't know.
I love beef jerky,
well,
by the way.
If you get an Instapot for Christmas, let's go ahead and figure this out.
Let's put
something in there and see how fast we can.
Tamales?
Tamales, yeah, they used to cook like freaking. What, 4 hours or something? 5 hours? We need to get the tamale-mometer out.
You got the whole thing done in 40 minutes.
Exactly.
That'd be nice. Everybody would be like, I got to wait for the homemade tamales. You'd be like, no, you don't. We got Instapot.
We got Instapot. No, I promise. Yeah, I think that's like one of the things that's on people's gift lists this year is an Instapot. I mean, as a woman, I do not want an appliance.
How come I didn't think about this invention?
But what happens if it was wrapped around $100 bills?
See, that's totally different.
There we go.
I know, right? But your Instapot has to have something great inside of it. You know,
like
you can't
food,
just get
like
it.
Like the food already cooking? Yeah. I would like, when I get home today, I want my turkey to be in that crock pot.
Right? You don't want that Instapot empty.
Like, that'd be a really cool magical gift. If it was magic for real. It just like, you know, you'd be like Ubering your food. And all I want is a ham. Right now, I'll put the order in and see if we can have that done in your Instapot that you don't have yet.
So do you think that people are beginning to prepare for Christmas too early? Because it seems like every year it's getting
well, when
like,
you're in your Halloween costume and you're putting up your Christmas tree, that's a little too soon.
I don't know because I go into the whole investment deal because a lot of people have a lot of children. A lot of children like a lot of cool big things. And so they're just like, Mom, I want this. And then the parents are just like, oh, yeah, you're totally right. You deserve this.
You deserve this.
And then all of a sudden you're just like, oh, yeah, my wallet is not deserving of this. So you would have to, I think, plan.
Well, definitely start
for
planning.
That's the only thing that I think. And I think marketing people will probably think the same way. They're like, you know, we should probably put this out, you know, as soon as possible.
Earlier. But I feel like it is a little too early. I mean, because, well, my mom's one of those that plans all year round. And then, like, during Christmas, like, she'll buy gifts, you know, June, July, August. She loves that stuff. And then what happens is on Christmas morning, she's like, oh, mija, I got you some slippers. I got to go find them. Or, you know, she'll remember all the things that she bought.
I
got to
go find them.
Ooh, I did get you some nail polish, mija. Ooh, I got to go find it. So my mom is that example where she does shop really, really early, but then forgets.
Yeah. but then also the deals are as soon as the freaking it's Christmas is over.
Oh, I know.
Deals. Candy goes half price. Everything goes half
your
price.
Your candy. All the good stuff that matters. Candy.
Yeah.
Cake.
All of it goes half price.
Divinity. Yeah.
just like after, you know, Valentine's Day, your roses are $25 that day. Then it's like, oh, now half price. And
that's why you say Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
You have your date the day after.
And this is, I'll be like, you know, why do I have to give you stuff on the day of?
Right.
Just why? Make it the day after half price.
The day after
it's the same
you guys
present.
Are terrible.
It's the same present. It's just a different day. How come we can't declare this Valentine's Day?
Do your girlfriends, are they okay with that?
I'm single. Well. Now you know.
I was going to be like, well.
That's probably why I'm single.
You know what?
Makes two of us.
I did talk to this to someone else and I said, what are you getting your wife for Christmas? And he said, a cup. And I was like, a cup? Just a cup? He was like, yeah, she wants a cup. I'm all, what's in the cup? It's like, because if you were just to give me a cup, I'd throw it back at you.
You're like, thanks. Appreciate that.
Does a cup come with some magical wine? You know what I mean? Does it come with anything?
See, and then I'll be like, you know, I actually come with the cup. So anytime you wanted the water to be full, I'll go ahead and fill your cup. Then I'll be throwing in the lines. Every time you need some beer, I'll fill that cup up for you too. It will come with a bartender. Personalized bartender.
That's perfect. There you go.
You know what? I would put in that cup a card, and the card would say, personal bartender for the rest of your life. And then you'd be like, oh, I like that.
I like that.
I could
sauce that. At least it's not one of those coupon love books. I hate those. You know, where it's like, redeem this for one free hug.
I'm going to pull a piece of paper out with one of the. You only get this many, though. Don't use them all this year.
Don't
you
use
got a 15
all.
Punch card.
A 15 punch card.
Yeah, that's it.
Limit. And it's only good for like certain amount of hugs and kisses.
Yeah,
massages.
Yeah, we have to negotiate all this stuff. I should have probably pulled back on that bartender for the rest of your life thing.
I know. I mean,
it'll be 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I need some rum. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the?
Eggnog.
Eggnog and rum.
Yeah, is that what? Yeah, is that what you mix it with?
I have no clue.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
And we were talking about tequila earlier, and I was thinking, oh, chill tequila shots on Christmas Eve.
Why not? I mean,
who does that?
Who doesn't?
Who does?
I'm like, well, yeah, tequila's.
So
it's a tradition.
Definitely.
Yeah, you know, I want to turn everything into tradition.
Starting now.
Yeah.
Single man traditions.
Yeah. Oh, those have definitely been in effect for a while. I mean, I'm going with the tequila tradition.
Tamales
again. I'm going to bring that back. You know,
and an Instapot.
Instapot is going to definitely have to be a part of this little new tradition thing. I'm definitely going to take myself up on this little coffee cup thing idea. I'll be like,
give it to all your friends who don't drink.
I would. I'll be like, here's your Christmas gift. It will be a card that says, I'll be your friend to the end. Everybody would they couldn't deny that. They'd be
That'd
like,
be
oh
the worst
God.
Gift ever.
No way. Every year it would be a picture of me and it would be like a swipe card. I'll be like, here, swipe this anywhere. You're good to go.
Swipe this anywhere. I think that would be a really, wow. Your friends are lucky.
I'd be like, you get a free get out of jail card. You can call me at 2:00 in the morning and I'll answer and I'll make sure that you're not dead.
No, see, that's a great friend.
And then for anything from there is on you, bro.
Well, we'll be back with more from our guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Dashing through the snow, to CVS we go. They're open all day long for beauty brands and bows. Lights to dress the tree and stocking gifts galore. Candy cards and photo gifts and deals throughout the store. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got all the little things you need this holiday. Plus, select stores now offer extended hours. This week, Ferrero Rocher and Gear Deli are BOGO half off, and same day photo gifts are 25% off online. Dash to CVS Pharmacy today. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weeklyad for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
The night skies are busy with activity. Dr. Sky will tell us what's happening in space. The desert's filled with beauty and plants that are edible. We'll have an expert to talk about it. And if you're ready to plant citrus trees, Farmer Greg will tell you how. And just in case you're needing some home improvement help, give us a call. It's our way of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Start the new year off right with your car gleaming inside and out with the Prescott Pro Watch Detail. Prescott Pro Watch are the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business. They offer an express wash to a full detail and everything in between. They even offer a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and protects your car like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years that you don't have to wax your car. And they even have gift cards. So give Eric a call and ride into the new year in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
I can't believe it.
That we're playing 4-on-4 basketball with a barbershop quartet?
Pass the ball, pass the rock. We're open, just pass the ball.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. With members of Congress home for the holidays, the partial government shutdown will likely continue at least into next week. Reports indicate President Trump would accept partial funding for a border wall and look to get the rest of the money from other federal agencies. Congressman Paul Gosar thinks President Trump should push forward.
Maybe the impasse has always been through the courts.
You won't be able to do any city, town, or county business or catch the bus this Christmas.
All city, town, and Yavapai County offices will be closed tomorrow for the Christmas holiday. Offices reopen at 8 Wednesday morning. Yavapai Regional Transit, which provides service to Chino Valley, Prescott, and Prescott Valley, won't be running buses tomorrow. Service resumes Wednesday. In addition, Cottonwood Area Transit won't be operating regular service on Christmas Day. The City of Cottonwood's Public Works Department has completed construction at the intersection of 17th Street at Aspen Street. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Sunny today, partly cloudy this evening with an overnight low near 34 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, then light breezy rain and snow showers moving in Christmas Day and evening. A 20% chance for more Wednesday through Friday with highs tomorrow and Wednesday around 44, Thursday 41, just 38 for your high Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, down to 35 while the reindeer fly, a breezy and rainy Christmas Day and evening, a 20 to 30% chance for more rain Wednesday through Friday. Possible snow showers Thursday night and early Friday. Highs tomorrow and Wednesday near 52, 49 Thursday, 46 Friday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues on KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to BarrettPropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. My guests today are Mel Morris with Mel's Outdoor Services and San Martin Rodriguez with Prescott Night Out and Prescott E-News. Thanks for joining us today. We're here talking about our special Christmas Eve and our Christmas traditions. So, you guys, we talked about an Instapot. We talked about all the good things to eat for Christmas. What do you honestly hope to get for Christmas this year? Like, what's the big wow gift for you?
Yeah. I don't expect any gifts.
Oh.
earlier, you're just like, every day should be a gift. So I feel like throughout the whole year, I have gifted myself a lot of stuff.
That's true. That's very true.
That's just me just saying, not dull, like, I can't believe you're not getting a gift on Christmas. But in all reality, I gift myself throughout the whole year. So
you get what you want anyway.
I'm not dependent on Christmas to get gifts, if that makes any sense. No. And plus, I don't go to Christmas parties during Christmas time. Remember, I go afterwards.
Why? Because everything's 50%
off? No, they're going to all expect me to buy them gifts, man.
That's exactly it. So it's all 50% off afterwards.
I'm a smart buyer. I'm going to go get the 50 stuff 50% off, and then I'm going to go onto Amazon and try to resell it.
That's horrible.
I heard that's what everybody's doing. This guy's making millions off of it. And so basically he goes and gets the half price stuff, and then he puts it on Amazon, and voila.
For regular price?
With the actual Amazon going cost. Yeah.
That's what I want to call as like a Grinch. Yeah. Or smart Grinch, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, actually, rich Grinch.
A rich Grinch.
I think that's what Walmart does. They actually take everybody's product and put it on the shelves, and then they put their profit on there, and voila.
Yeah. The shelves were looking pretty bare today. You know, I happen to be there in the kids section, and wow.
Yeah.
There's like nothing to pick from.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, unless your kid has a specialty and knows what they want for Christmas.
Yeah. And a lot of people have to do it like before time because they're picking out some, I want this gift.
Or I think they go in there and they pick stuff and they give a gift, not personal.
Yeah.
Well, here's this. Here's that. Instead of
something personal.
It's too commercial.
Like socks.
Yeah.
I heard
one family one time said, you know what, I'm not going to get anybody nothing because they don't ever remember, they don't take care of it, and what we're going to do is we're going to go on a family trip.
Oh.
Take them on a family trip, take them across the world or whatever.
Across the world.
The memories are the most important.
Right.
At the end of the day, when the wrappers are done and the box, everything's thrown away, you just have the memories, so you might as well make it something that keeps the kids active and the special memories that you make.
That's a good idea. You know, the only thing, I've actually never gone anywhere for Christmas. You know, I know to go home, and that's El Paso, Texas, and that's where you go, and that's where it's at. But we've never, like, gone to, like,
Going to Tombstone tomorrow for a beer.
Nice.
It's quite a ways away.
Like, never been there.
Never been to Tombstone either.
Me neither, actually.
I mean,
like,
where's it located?
I was thinking of like
is it
like
Tucson?
Gun shop. Yeah. You mean the gun store?
I've been in the gun store too much this week. That would make people uncomfortable.
Yeah. You'd be like, man, do you have a fetish with this place? You'd be like, yes, I sure do.
So what would you want to get for Christmas?
You know, to me, it's more about spending time with my daughter, my grandson, and their family, and enjoying that time together. since they were unable to buy me the 2019 F-350. you know, the memories are the most important to me.
The memories. Right. Gotcha.
I need a nice XL F4, F-350.
Well, you know, I did get my daughter a Jeep for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. It comes with a built-in stereo. It also comes with a sing-along tunes.
Nice.
Working lights.
Four-wheel drive?
Yeah, four-wheel drive. And, like, this thing's souped up. And it has, like, chrome and everything around it. It's pink. And it has a remote control for the parents.
How old is she?
Two.
I'm like, dang, I need a mom like you.
She's two. Well, you know what? She's that child that gets into everything. So maybe I can have her, yeah, go around the neighborhood, cause ruckus.
Just cruising down the street.
Cruising down the street. Well, it does come with the built-in remote control for parents. So if they get too close to the street, you can, you know. But the only sad part is I actually ordered it way before Christmas, and Amazon gave me a little email saying, oh, it's been back ordered. You'll get it after Christmas. Wah, wah.
Bummer.
Yeah, that sucks.
Totally.
That's the only thing that, you know, is not trustworthy with the whole Amazon deal is that scenario.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of like one of the reasons why I like shopping, you know, here. And you could be like, oh, no, I don't like this.
And you get to spend the money locally with local businesses.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's always a good thing.
In most cases, that's kind of where it comes down to. I'd rather, you know, actually go to the store because if there is a problem, I'd be like, I need it fixed like now.
There is a family that I was talking to, and what they vowed for Christmas was to shop local.
Nice.
So they're only doing local shops and handmade things. So,
cool.
Yeah, it is actually a really cool Christmas tradition. And it's their first year. They just thought they would do something totally different. The kids already have everything and anything they've ever wanted. So they just said, we're going to try something a little different, shop local, but everything kind of handmade gifts, more personalized. So that was interesting.
You know, once again, you know, the memories is what strikes me. So
right.
I don't know if anybody's ever remembered anything that I got them, probably because I haven't.
Probably because I haven't.
Well, you know, I've always been the guy that didn't really care about birthdays, and I only utilize my birthday as a time to, you know, I guess just bring people together. But, you know, and it also falls in line with, you know, the shows that I've done here locally in town.
Gotcha.
So it works in that time zone. You know, it's just, it is what it is.
Right.
So.
All right. What if you were an elf? What would be the toy that you would build?
I don't know. That's kind
of. I've always liked trains. I'll stick with trains. Trains and Christmas and building trains as kids and train sets.
Say you'd build a train set if you were an elf.
You know, that's I don't know. I'm like, I mean, do we get our choice?
No, you'd only get a few toys. I mean, I don't know. What toy would you build if you were an elf?
I don't know. I mean, that's a.
Not like a transformer or something.
Instapots?
Cool. Yeah, Instapots.
I guess, I you know, I guess there would be something that will, you know, help out. Maybe something that creates currency. I'm like, here you go, son. Have the bank. Make your money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's kind of a hard question.
I'm like, you know, if I had a chance, can I go ahead and ask for. You know, some big things.
I would definitely build something really, really simple. You know, it sucks, but I can't even build anything from IKEA. Like, I look at those directions, and they're all, like, little stick figures, and I'm like, what in the heck is that? Trust me, I give up. Half unbuilt stuff in my house is just there.
What do those
knives
mean?
What do those knives mean? Well, you know, I would have to have something really, really simple. You know, something simple to make. You know, like a coloring book.
Have you put together a gingerbread house?
No, I haven't. For probably the fact that I'd have to read directions and figure it out.
Have you ever drawn anything?
No, I'm horrible at drawing. Definitely same with, like, I know I wish I was creative enough to draw a picture for somebody and then give it to them for Christmas.
I got a picture of a horse yesterday from Haley.
See?
She did a nice job drawing it.
There you go.
There we go.
Well, we'll be back with more from our guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Yeah. your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Can't make it to midnight on New Year's Eve? Cliff Castle Casino has you covered. Join us for a special free new New Year's Eve celebration on December 31st, featuring Cashed Out, a tribute to Johnny Cash. The celebration kicks off at noon with a champagne toast in the Gathering Event Center located in the casino. Local favorites Tom and Chandra will keep you entertained before the concert. Seating is limited. For details, visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear. And I have our guest speakers today, Mel Morris and San Martin Rodriguez. I'd like to thank them for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Inviting us.
No, thank you guys. It's been a great show, and thanks for a special Christmas Eve show. It's fun to just sit around and share memories. So, everyone, take out your calendars. We have on February 1st the Chino Valley Job Fair coming up. Any exhibitors that would like to participate in the job fair, early registration is December 30th. So go ahead. For more information, call the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reprographics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.